I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. A study out today from the Heritage Foundation names the most open economy in the world. If you think it's the U.S., think again. The U.S. is number 10. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. So, Tess, who's number one?
It's Hong Kong. And Hong Kong has actually topped the list in all 10 years it's been released. And this is what the foundation calls its Index of Economic Freedom. It's issued once a year with the Wall Street Journal, and it basically tries to measure the correlation between economic freedom and economic growth.
And how does the study's authors, how do they define an open economy?
Well, there are the obvious things, government not interfering in business, open trade policies, and then some of the nitty-gritty, including low import taxes, lots of foreign investment, property rights, and actually black market activity is an indicator as well. The countries are listed based on how much economic freedom there is in those categories, and a few others, and whether because of that freedom they enjoy higher standards of living and high per capita incomes.
Now, why is the U.S. ranked number 10? Most people think of it as a model of an open and free economic marketplace.
Right. Well, in fact, the U.S. has actually dropped from fourth place to 10th. And according to Heritage, which is a conservative think tank in Washington, that's because businesses have been losing economic freedom for the past 3 or 4 years. They also cite the dramatic increase in government spending. The deficit itself isn't a problem, they say, but the fact that it's growing so fast is a problem. And they also cite government intervention in the economy through things like those controversial steel tariffs that we've been hearing a lot about the past couple of years.
And some other regions that did well?
Well, North America and Europe have the most free countries and the most countries moving toward greater economic freedom. The index actually cites the Slovak Republic, in fact, as the most improved from last year. Asia has some mixed results. It has the top three on the index, Hong Kong, Singapore, and New Zealand, but also the last on the list, which not surprisingly is North Korea. Latin America and the Caribbean don't fare so well, but that also is not terribly surprising given some of the economic problems we've seen in countries like Venezuela and Argentina.
Mm-hmm. And what else are you working on in the Marketplace Newsroom today?
Well, we've had some surprising unemployment news today. Only 1,000 new jobs added to the payrolls last month. So we're going to look at how small businesses make the decision whether or not to hire new workers.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Tess.
You're most welcome, Madeline.